From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. In its first post-election update, the Humboldt County Elections Office says challenger Steve Mandrone's leading the 5th District Supervisor race over incumbent Ryan Sundberg. The margin, 103 votes, roughly 1.5% of the ballots counted currently. All outstanding ballots are not part of the figure, including provisionals and a few mail-ins. To capture the contest, the incumbent would have to garner roughly 2 out of 3 of each of the possibly 330 ballots remaining. Development of a new test gives the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services Public Health Lab the ability to better identify specific sources of fecal contamination found in water samples. Public Health Lab Manager Jeremy Corrigan saying bacteria in fecal matter varies depending on where it comes from, and the test will make it possible to better pinpoint the source. Clam Beach County Park in McKinleyville, one of the locations regularly sampled, continues to be toward the top of the Heal the Bay Beach Bummer Report Card, which assigns an A to F water quality grade to more than 400 beaches across the state based on levels of coliform bacteria. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies investigating a child welfare complaint responded to a home on the 1400 block of Splinter Lane in Bayside. When they got there, they saw a man in front of the residence open a garage door. The man fled into a nearby wooded area upon seeing the deputies. While at the residence, deputies saw an active butane hash oil extraction lab inside. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit responded to conduct a search of the garage. During that search, deputies located a firearm, more than 600 pounds of marijuana, along with 200 pounds of marijuana bud, 69 pounds of butane hash oil. A Miranda woman now in custody on child endangerment counts after an ongoing investigation into complaints that led to the discovery of illegal drugs and paraphernalia during a probation search earlier in the month. Yesterday at about 4:20, sheriff's deputies attempted to serve an arrest warrant on 30-year-old Amber Friend in connection to a June 4th probation search that turned up various drugs at the search site. When deputies got to the scene, they saw a vehicle associated with Friend turn down River Road from State Highway 254, traveling toward the property. Upon seeing deputies, Friend began backing the vehicle onto State Highway 254 away from the property. Deputies pulled her over. She was taken into custody without incident, charged with child endangerment and knowingly renting a space for the purpose of unlawfully storing or distributing a controlled substance for sale. Anyone with further information on the case should contact the Sheriff's Office. That number is 707-445-7251. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.